listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome. This is Viral Podcasting, and you are listening to show number 24. Well, you probably have wondered, how do you promote your show? What's the most effective way? How do you best use social media? And we've got somebody on here now who has mastered the art of LinkedIn ads. Yes, there are ads on LinkedIn. His name is AJ Wilcox. AJ, your site is be2linked.com. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carrie. Super excited to be here.
Hey, so looking at LinkedIn, it's not really an ad platform that comes to most people's minds when you think about it. You're more thinking of Facebook, or you're thinking of YouTube or Google. A lot of you aren't really considering what LinkedIn ads can do for you.
I totally agree with that. And I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that LinkedIn ads are pretty expensive. So I originally found out about Google ads early on in my career because of another friend of mine who was in digital marketing who said, man, I'm making a killing. You should be over here. You should check this out. And that's how I got into it. And I got into Facebook ads for the same reason. LinkedIn ads, since its inception, has always been at least $2 US per click. And so there were very few people who hit a home run right off the bat and who had really amazing experiences and got, you know, killer deals because LinkedIn wanted to start their prices high in order to keep the riffraff off the network. So I think because of that, people didn't share it around a lot, but I'm definitely seeing in business to business a lot more activity in, you know, the recent years.
So they're still getting that $2 per click through?
Well, yeah, now it's been quite a bit more competitive. If you're using, so LinkedIn has three ad units. If you're using sponsored content, which is, you know, appears in your newsfeed, the usual cost per click there is between $6 and $9. So it's definitely worth making sure that you're buttoned up before you start spending there.
Yeah, God. So tell us, how do you make a successful LinkedIn ad then?
Well, I think it starts at who makes the most successful advertising customer for LinkedIn, because we know the network is pretty expensive. And because of that, we need to be thoughtful in how we approach it. So there are three different types of clients, as we see them, who have a really good experience using LinkedIn ads. So the first is going to be a business-to-business lead gen who has a high value conversion. And when I say high value, I mean when their customer converts, they're going to be worth at least $15,000 to them. That could be, you know, one large product or the lifetime value of that customer, but, you know, large deal sizes. Number two is going to be white collar employee recruiting. So if you're trying to bring on a new salesperson or a new marketing person, using LinkedIn ads is a really, really efficient way to do that. And then number three is higher education recruiting. So if you represent an MBA school, for instance, and you're looking to recruit people with a bachelor's degree but no advanced degree beyond that who studied a certain subject, LinkedIn's targeting lets us do that. So if you're in one of those three areas, I think LinkedIn has a really, really good path for you forward. If you're not, I would definitely suggest sticking to search like Google AdWords, Bing ads, or Facebook ads on the social side.
Right. So tell us, you're an agency, you place these ads. What's the key to an effective ad on LinkedIn?
So I've definitely noticed that a lot of people try to be a little bit creative and a little bit cutesy with their ad copy. And that tends to work, like plays on words, double entendres. Those tend to work pretty well on AdWords and Facebook ads in my experience. But on LinkedIn, every time I've done a test around just trying to be creative in headlines and introductions, it just falls flat. So what I have found to make the most sense, this feels a little bit boring, but just get right out with it. Like tell someone very succinctly what the value is here. And then, you know, they're busy professionals. If it makes sense, they'll click. If not, they'll avoid. The other thing is your imagery. LinkedIn is, if you just look down your feed right now, if you navigate to LinkedIn.com or open up the LinkedIn app, your news feed is going to be absolutely inundated by stock photos, images of people in suits, on white and gray backgrounds that just blend in. So when you're launching ads, make sure that your ad creative is bright. It's contrasting to LinkedIn's color palette.
Uh-huh. So there's a lot of dull and barely noticeable ads. So it's up to you to stand out from the crowd.
Exactly. And LinkedIn ads is no different from any other online ads platform. If you make your ads get clicked on more than someone else, you're going to pay less and get shown more because you're making the advertising platform more money.
Right. So yeah, how do you place the ads? I assume it's a little different than the other platforms.
Yeah, if you go to linkedin.com/ads, you can there set up an account and start creating these. It'll look really similar. If you've used a different ad platform, it'll look similar in that you create a campaign, and a campaign represents the audience that you're targeting, as well as your bids and your budgets. So essentially, you're talking about how much you're willing to spend on this audience. And once you put that together, then you can just put ads inside that are then broadcast to that audience. And there are, like I said, three different types of ad units. There's text ads, which are the oldest, that came out in 2008, that sit in the right rail that most people have seen thousands of times but have never actually realize that they're seeing them. The second is sponsored content that appears right in your feed. And the third and newest is called sponsored InMail. And that actually comes to your InMail box inside of LinkedIn. It's like your email box.
So question, a lot of you out there actually pay for a LinkedIn subscription. So are these generally better prospects than you'd find elsewhere? Because a lot of them are paying for their membership on LinkedIn.
You know, that's a really great question, and you can't actually target someone by whether or not they have a premium profile. So because we can't target it, I don't know. I would imagine that if someone is that invested in the LinkedIn platform that they're probably a better customer. They're putting their money where their mouth is, kind of like conference attendees. The more expensive of a ticket to get into the conference, you figure the higher the quality of attendee. I think it's probably that way, but I can't prove it.
Interesting. So you've obviously done a lot of successful campaigns on LinkedIn. Tell us about one that was particularly effective.
Yeah. So with social advertising, we fight this concept of ad saturation. So when you're advertising on search networks, let's say Google AdWords or Bing Ads, it's really hard for your ads to saturate an audience because people aren't always searching for the same keywords, unless it's your competitors and you trying to see where you rank and see what each other is doing. But most of the time, your ads can really sit there for months or years and not really saturate. But with social advertising, we're targeting people not by what they're looking for right now, but who they are professionally and socially. And so what that means is we're going to be showing ads repeatedly to people. And at some point, they're going to get tired of them. Those who wanted to click have already clicked. And those who weren't going to click, they don't have a reason to start now. So because of that, we've definitely noticed that once you start advertising, and if you've been advertising for usually between 28 and 33 days, you'll notice your performance start to decrease a little bit. So with that understanding, here's the case study we had. We were working with a client who was selling high-end software to the HR teams inside of larger organizations. And their software had a large deal size, so it definitely made sense. And we were running all of these different offers. And on social networks, generally you have to assume that this is the first time they've ever heard of your brand. And so you can't jump right to the, asking for marriage on the first date. You can't say, here, hop on the phone with our sales rep and take a demo. That sort of ad is just not going to get clicked on at all. So when you share an ad on social media, it's generally something like, let us provide value to you. Here is a white paper or an ebook or a free guide, a webinar, something along those lines. And so you're going to get someone's email address in exchange for that content. So with this particular client, we had run two or three separate offers and nothing was really hitting it. It wasn't working great. And then they came out with a new offer, and it was called the ultimate guide to onboarding. And talking about employee onboarding when you're hiring new employees. And we launched our initial ads, and you know, just the very first set of ads that we launched performed 2 to 3 times better than Wow. anything else we'd ever run before. And we'd done lots of little A-B tests, incremental things. And to kind of cut the idea here short, if your offer is truly attractive, it doesn't matter whether you're making grammar mistakes in your ads or whether your picture is the poop emoji. If you have a really good offer, it's going to perform well.
Mm-hmm. So I guess they hit upon the secret sauce involved with this whole thing. And so just going back to what you said, that you need to be selective and figure out if the platform is for you or not, because the others are so much less costly. Do you advertise something like a webinar on there for the right person? What are you advertising? White papers, books, ebooks? What seems to sell best?
Yeah, you know, like we mentioned, we kind of hit on the pain point of these recruiters and HR people with that asset. And so it almost doesn't matter what the medium takes when you're providing that value, whether it's a one-page cheat sheet, a 48-page ebook, or a webinar. If the content that you're giving out solves the pain of your potential customer, then I think it's going to perform really well. Webinars do tend to perform quite well. I think we're a little bit jaded as business people with webinars because we know that it's going to take 60 minutes in the middle of a busy day, and we've been burned by some webinars that weren't very good, and we've attended some good ones. And then we know usually a salesperson is going to reach out afterwards and you know, try to get our time. So we're a little bit jaded, and I think that means that conversion rates to get someone to sign up for the webinar are probably going to be slightly lower than something like an ebook or, you know, cheat sheet or something. Mm-hmm. But what happens is once someone attends the webinar, they've listened to you for 60 minutes. Now they know, like, and trust you and your brand, and they're going to be much more likely to close. So even if you're running a webinar next to some other asset and you see that your cost per lead is higher for webinars, I would highly recommend keep watching those prospects as they come down your sales funnel and see if maybe they do convert at a higher rate and it makes it worthwhile.
Right. I see your point here. Makes a lot of sense. And how do you know that LinkedIn is right for you, though? I mean, what experience should you have had with other platforms before you take the plunge to LinkedIn?
The targeting on LinkedIn is by far the best for any, if you're targeting business to business, by far the best. To give you a kind of quick rundown on what you have available to you on LinkedIn, you can target people by their job titles, by what department they sit in, their level of seniority in the organization, individual skills they have on their profile, all their educational components, groups they're members of. I mean, this list just goes on and on and on. And so if you're in business to business, you're building this idea of, okay, who is our ideal customer? 99% of the time, you're going to be able to go to LinkedIn and nail down targeting around that exact person. And so I think instinctively, we as marketers are going to look at LinkedIn and say, yeah, that makes a ton of sense as long as we can afford it. And so, like I mentioned, with having a really, really, you know, large, high value conversion with LinkedIn, it's like as long as you're going to make $15,000 or more from someone, it's going to be an absolute no-brainer. You know, definitely go after it. If you're making much less than that, then you might have to do a lot of work. You might have some scary months, some down months, and it may or may not be worth it. So definitely go in eyes wide open.
So how do you find LinkedIn competes with, say, native advertising on sites?
LinkedIn is just so good at scale. You know, if I want to get in front of IT directors, VPs, and you know, CIOs, CTOs in large tech companies, I could go and place buy ads on like CIO.com and those types of sites and try to do that. But every single one of those sites is going to be an insertion order process, and you're going to negotiate, and it's probably going to cost more than LinkedIn ads would. And you're probably not going to get much volume from it. But if I go to LinkedIn ads, I can show to every single one of those people in, you know, in the US or in North America, whatever your target is, and I can show to them reliably whenever they're on the network, and it's probably going to be less expensive. So I think it's much more valuable than going to the individual sites.
Interesting. So you got economies of scale. You have the ability to connect, target very precisely the audience you want. And of course, you've got LinkedIn's analytics to follow up and see if it's worked out right. So what's the minimum size campaign you would tell somebody to do? 1,000, 5,000, 10,000? What size campaign are we looking at?
So this comes with a little bit of a caveat, but my recommendation is if you're going to approach LinkedIn ads, if you fit that criteria that I mentioned earlier on in the podcast, I would suggest set aside somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 to make the test. And that could be spent over the course of 2 days. That could be spent over the course of 6 months. It doesn't matter. You just need that much data in order to analyze it and know. And the reason why I say between $3,000 and $5,000, that spend level is where generally you're going to find a level of statistical significance around your cost per conversion and your conversion rate. So at that point, you can look at it and say, okay, we know if we attack this channel, if we continue to invest, this is what we can expect. We can expect a cost per lead somewhere between $30 and $120, for instance, and then we can budget and predict based on that.
Right. So you need enough data to get an idea of the appeal of how you've connected with potential clients and then to plot a path from that point on. So it's really interesting. It's not a platform that I would have ever considered. We want to find out more about you, AJ, and maybe connect with you. The best place to find you?
So I'm on Twitter, WilcoxAJ is my handle, and I respond quite quickly there. So feel free to hit me up. And then the other one is if you go to b2linked.com, that's the letter B, the number 2, and then the word linked.com. If you just fill out the form there on the bottom of the page, a sales rep's not going to be reaching out to you. No one's going to put you into like a complex workflow or their newsletter list. You'll get me, and I don't sell. So ask me anything.
All right. Hey, well, okay. Any questions or comments, just get involved in the show. Send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Check out our book, Viral Podcasting, and you can find it on Amazon or wherever fine books used to be sold. And hey, check out the site, viralpodcasting.com. AJ, thanks so much for coming on. It's really been enlightening, and we're going to have to pay more attention to this in the future.
Kerry, you're the man. Thanks so much for bringing me on.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.